Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. Now, this show is going to be different than what I normally do. I reached out to a podcaster named Michelle Moore because she had a guest on her program that was saying things that were untrue about Clay Clark. Clay Clark's become a friend of mine over the last few years. And if you've listened to any part of my show in the past, I talk about the God connection of how I met Clay. And it was a divine appointment that I met him. And so we're going to go into what this gentleman says on the show, and I'm allowing Clay to share his point of view, because if he is getting accused, he has a right to face his accuser. Now, we've reached out to Michelle Moore several times. She will not reach back out or schedule a time with Clay. I think that if she had someone that was accusing him of X, Y, and Z, she should have him on so he could defend himself. So because she didn't reach out, I am giving Clay an opportunity to defend himself against his accuser. So that's on today's show. Please like, share, and subscribe. But coming up right now is Clay Clark. Hey guys, welcome back. Like I said, I have Clay Clark joining us today. I'm so happy to have you on my show today. Thanks for joining me, Clay.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, so there was a podcaster that recently had someone on their show, and they said a lot of things that were untrue about you, about the Reawaken Tour, about all of us. And so I reached out to the host, Michelle Moore. And here's one email. I sent several emails asking her, telling her that the guest she had on her show is saying a lot of mistruths, yep, and saying that you'd be interested in coming on her show. Well, I also put it on Rumble. I said, this guy is not telling the truth and Clay would love to come on your show. She deleted that. I messaged her again on Rumble and on email. So I did multiple times, just so everyone's clear that we have tried to reach out to her directly. Because if someone's going to accuse you, you should be able to face your accuser, right? So we've reached out to her. Nothing has been resolved with it. So I thought I'd have you come on and be able to share your side of things. And
well, let me say this real quick here. This guy, Klaus Schwab, is definitely leading the Great Reset, implementing the central bank digital currencies, RNA modifying nanotechnology under the skin, surveillance under the skin. This guy, Yuval Noah Harari, the top advisor for the World Economic Forum, is calling for the implementation of central bank digital currencies. He refers to humans as hackable animals. He says COVID was the moment that surveillance went under the skin. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. That is the real focus right now. And so I'll answer any questions that you have about anything that she said on her show. But I want people to know that the real focus, the real main thing we have to do here is to stop the Great Reset. And so meanwhile, as there's kind of infighting and circular firing squads, you have the World Health Organization with Tedros. You've got Yuval Noah Harari. You got Klaus Schwab. They are implementing the Great Reset at scale. So I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. But I want people to understand that the main focus is not about me. It's about stopping the Great Reset.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring that up into the show, because there's so much infighting and the focus is on who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. That's not the focus. That's called a distraction. Our focus on issues. And for your show, you always hit on issues. My show, I always hit on issues. I don't worry about who the good guys are, or the bad guys are. Well, obviously, we know the main bad guys, right? But I'm talking about within the so-called Patriot Circle. I don't focus on that, because that's not going to win elections. It's not going to give us medical freedom. It's not going to save our country. I want to focus on what's real. But on this episode, I do want you to have a chance to address what was said about you, because I know you and you're a good friend of mine. And I don't like when people share things that aren't untrue about you.
So
at any point in time, Clay, you can tell me pause if you want to address something, but I'm going to start playing the video.
Let's say, first off, I've never seen this video. And I'll say, she on the surface has good hair.
Yeah, like mine. It's really
she seems to be a professional, appears to be a nice person. I have no bias against people by the name of Michelle. Moore was my mother's maiden, my wife's mother's, it's my wife's maiden name. So my wife's maiden name was Moore. So anyway, she's got that going for her. So we'll keep going.
Okay. With his brothers. That'd be awesome. Don't see why they wouldn't want to come and clear the air and straighten things out. They keep saying no, so we'll see, but I'm excited about it. All right. Well, I'm excited about today's corruption whistleblower and constitutionalist. I love the Constitution. Did y'all know that? I think you might know that by now, especially for those of you that watch. You know that I love the United States and I love America with the Constitution and the freedoms that we're supposed to have, our God-given rights. And so we're going to talk today with a constitutionalist. He's already talked with Jack and Margie Flynn. He was they helped me to vet him, make sure he'd be a good fit for the show. And so he is, and he's got some amazing information firsthand, and we're going to bring him on in. And so, again, his name is Matthew. So let's bring him in, producer Ron. Thank you. Hi, Matthew. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Michelle. How are you?
First of all, have you ever met this man?
Matthew?
Yeah.
No. Never met Matthew. Back to the hair thing. Michelle seems to have great hair. Matthew has different hair than I've. It's a unique, maybe it's a multicolored hair approach, but that's all I can say so far. That's all I know about Matthew.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So then you have this situation. You've now met with Mickey in person. And then.
And they're talking about Mickey Klein bonds for the win. That's what they're talking about.
Okay. How does
and
it come about?
Mickey Klein is somebody who I have talked to. You could ask her more. I think I've talked to her probably 10 times over a 3-year period of time. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. But, you know, she's somebody who I've met through the Reawaken Tour.
I've only talked to her once.
Okay.
I had her on the show once. So just so we know, both you and I have talked to her. I talked to her once. You talked to her a couple more times than I did.
About that you end up working for Mickey.
So I get back to Sedona, and a couple of days later, I get a phone call from her. She liked to call this lady, this person, Megan the Connector. Megan was responsible for the network that Mickey was working with, getting the network bigger, growing the network, going out, talking to people, bringing.
Do you hear an echo?
No, but it's probably just the size of my head bouncing off the headphones.
People in. So Mickey was like, I really want you to talk to Megan because I want her to vet you a little bit and to see where you're coming from. So I met Megan. We hit it off. We started talking. 10 minutes later, she goes, you know what? She goes, I know you've been out of, and I had been out of work since 2020. I haven't worked because, and I'm working now, but then I was out of work. I was living off savings. Everything was starting to dwindle. So at that time I was vulnerable. I had a lot of, you know, things I needed to do, financially. And Megan's like, you know what? She goes, Clay Clark event is coming up in San Diego in 2 weeks. I'm going to buy you a VIP ticket. And I said to her, I said, oh, you don't have to do that. She goes, no, I really think it's good for you to come to a Clay Clark event so you can experience what exactly we do. And I'm like, who's we, you know? So then come to find out, I've seen Mickey at Clay Clark events and things like this. So I'm like, okay, cool.
She's been to one of your events, right?
Yeah, I don't know who goes to my events. So I don't, I mean, there are, you know, you got Eric Trump and General Flynn and Kash Patel and people like that. Right. And then you've got wonderful broadcasters like Mel Kay, like yourself, like His Glory. Then you've got attendees. So I don't know what event she's been to or not.
Okay.
Great. You know, going to be with other Patriots. And I found it odd that somebody who had just met me would pay $700 for a VIP ticket.
Are your VIP tickets $700?
They're $500. And then we do scholarships for veterans, discounts for veterans, and you can name your price for all of their tickets. So just so we're clear, when you have like 3,000 attendees, about 10% of the people typically want a VIP. And then you've got about 90% that are what we would call general admission and or scholarship where you can name your price. So if somebody bought 2 VIP tickets and they weren't a veteran, and they didn't get some kind of discount, theoretically, they could have paid $1,000 for 2 tickets, but that would be the highest amount. And if somebody was a veteran or was a discount or a scholarship, sometimes we do that for VIP. A lot of times we'll do a VIP scholarship tickets for families in need and that kind of thing. So I would say the average VIP ticket might be $400.
And so he said, I don't know why someone would buy that. If he was so uncomfortable with getting a ticket, a VIP ticket, you could have said no. You could have just said no.
You could have said no, but yet we have to go with the idea that we have to do here, Amber. We have to assume that this man who's never met me is a good guy. Let's keep going.
That's how much a VIP ticket costs. So you're not working for Mickey Klein at the time yet. You're going to the Clay Clark event and there's been a ticket purchased for you.
And I'll get into when Mickey then calls me 2 days later.
Says,
hey, Matthew.
I'm hearing an echo on my end.
Okay, I am not sure what that is.
Heard you're going to Clay Clark. Great. Megan's wonderful to network with. And she's going to show you the ropes. I said, perfect. And I would love to fund you and bring you on board on payroll. And I said, okay. And she said, you know, it will be $50,000 a year, tax exempt, and I'll pay you $4,166 a month per month. And I'll just, she goes, do you want a paper check?
I have no idea about what any of this is, but we'll continue going. I'd love to have this guy ask me any questions that he wants, but okay.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I'm excited to stay because.
No problem. I just want you to know, I've never heard of any of these things. So.
Okay.
For into your bank account.
So just pausing for a second. He says he's getting paid $50,000 a year. Once a month, he's getting $4,000. This is June. This is June. This is June. This is April. And nothing's really clear that it's coming from Mick McClan. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, so we go into media, and we didn't have media passes, so I found it weird that they were allowing us inside the media room with no media passes. But Megan worked her magic, and next thing you know, Ann's waving us down. Hey, Megan, I'm over here. And then Megan introduces me to Ann, and she's, and then Megan goes, Ann, Matthew's a state national. He's doing David Straight's process right now, and Ann. A week before the Clay Clark event finished her passport process with David Straight. And Ann goes, oh, I got to interview you. And I said, okay, I go, let's set up a time and we can, you know, I can either interview here in the media room, or she goes, well, it'll have to be in a week or two when I get back to Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. She's like, I also heard from Megan that you were arrested in Sedona. And I guess we can loop back to that in a second. But I said, yeah. And I go, I actually won my court case.
Okay, pause here.
Really?
Because I want to show you an Arizona did have run-ins with the law. Here's several court cases that he did have. Most of them are driving on an independent driver's license, driving with a fake driver's license, but resisting arrest, criminal trespass, disorderly conduct. Some of his cases got dismissed. Some got pled down, and then some were failure to appear. So I just wanted to share that with you. And he has more court cases in Florida, but I didn't pull that up.
You're saying this man who's saying these things has these. Yeah. Okay. Again, I've never heard of this man before now. So, okay.
Yes. I go, I won my court case. Other people, podcasters, I'm going from one media room to the next. Megan's just throwing me into random interviews. And I was like, I'm not prepared for this. I just really started learning this stuff. You know, I don't have the information that I have now speaking to you, Michelle, on a lot of things, but it was almost like I was purposely thrown in to make me look like a fool, that I didn't know what I was talking about, because I was really like very new to this.
And he's talking about state national stuff. And at any point in time, he could have said, no, I don't want to be on a show. But
and just real quick, I don't ever talk about state national stuff on my shows.
Yeah, neither do I. But that's what he's talking about.
Very, very new to this. Mm-hmm. Megan's like, oh, you have to meet Scott McKay. he knows what we're doing with the bond stuff and he thinks it's great, blah, blah, blah. I said, really? I said, and Megan goes, yeah. Yeah. Don't you know that Mickey Klon sponsors him and pays for everything? And I was like, had no clue.
Who cares? Who cares who sponsors who? Right?
Yeah. And where's I also, too, Scott McKay is a guy I met through the Reawaken America tour who's always been nice to me. He's always been kind to me. I have no financial involvement in all things Scott McKay. So I can't like comment on that.
Yeah. And he's been nice to me, too. But I'm just saying, who cares who sponsored who? Right? It's not our business. Who sponsored who?
Mickey's money coming from?
I believe Mickey's money is coming from a funnel of some sorts. It can't be her money. She doesn't have money. She says she does, but I don't believe it.
Really? She doesn't believe it, but he just supposedly got paid $4,100 a month from her, but she doesn't have money and he doesn't believe it.
1 ounce.
Okay.
I know that she is funding Scott. She pays for Scott's bus. She paid for it. Scott's tour bus. Okay. I'm a narrative of the state national and sovereign movement. Sometimes these patriots like Scott McKay, they might have a conscience at some point and they might be like, I don't want to, you know, produce this at all. But they're handled and they're handled by Mickey. Mickey is an asset to somebody else who handles her.
Mm-hmm.
So Mickey's there to keep these patriots in line with her money. I'm going to pull your funds. She would tell me when Scott would fly into Phoenix to meet with her.
I don't watch Scott's show, so I didn't know. My Dar says, sadly, we went to a reawakening in Michigan 2021. Yes, the seats for general admission were $250 a seat. Ann Bell 25 said, these patriots are just trying to get us all arrested. Do you feel like that's what's going on here?
100%. So far, you know, I'm involved in an ongoing defamation lawsuit where basically the tour is being sued because we're sharing the truth about elections. We're sharing the truth about what's in the shots. We're sharing the truth about central bank digital currencies, et cetera. And so I think so far total, I'm down $1.3 million, like backwards. So more money's gone out than in for the total of $1.3 million. It could be a little higher than that. So the way our tickets work and our events work is you can pay $250 or whatever price you want to pay. So let's do an example. If you go to a Taylor Swift concert, you just pay whatever the ticket price is. If you go to a Chiefs game, you pay whatever the ticket price is. If you go to a typical Governor's Ball, RNC event, CPAC event, any event, and I'm not attacking these events, any event that you go to, you typically have to pay a price, and you pay the price that the ticket is priced at. In our case, we tell people it's $250 or whatever price you want to pay. So that's how we do it. And so just to give people a little bit of meat on the bone there, just because I think people, when they go to the Reawaken Tour, and again, the purpose is to stop the Great Reset. That's the purpose of it, because none of this will matter if we don't stop the Great Reset. But just to give people some, you know, some numbers and some ideas, and so give you just a little bit of a flavor or a flow or a little bit of a look into what happens. When you let people name their price, people do tend to name their price. And those prices tend to be all over the board. So today we sold two tickets for $40, one ticket for $250, two for $250, two for $50 a piece, two for $10 a piece, two for $50, two for $50, two for $50, two for $50.
What's the lowest price you've ever sold a ticket for?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, probably $5 or something. I think most people.
I think it was. Yeah. I think $5.
Right. Two for $50, one for $500, one for $50, two for $450, two for $50. You know, and so you get the idea. We let people name their price. So if you go to TimeAmerica.com, you just go there, request a ticket, and we let you name your price. And I do that because I grew up poor, and I understand that it's going to require an awakened citizenry to save our country. So you can name your price. And then as far as but again, I don't know who this Matthew guy is. But I'd love to have you do some sort of moderated interview with this guy. But whatever.
Percent. There.
It's getting
the
good.
Reason why.
Good. Real quick.
All these people start coming out like Ann Vandersteel to get us on board with state nationalists and David Strait. They're all in bed with one another. They act like, oh, Mickey acts like, oh, I don't really know David. But I'm going to bring them into our group. Next thing you know, a week later, David and Bonnie are on our Zoom calls. You know, they pretend that they've never talked to each other. It's a lie. They're all in bed with one another. We record our documents at the Pima County Recorder's Office. The government has access now. Here folks are in bed with one another. And the White Hat operation is there to infiltrate patriots like us to see who are awake.
See, that's what we were trying to tell you in the beginning. Who cares in our group who's the good guy or the bad guy? Let's focus on the task that's winning elections, cleaning up the voter rolls, running for office. These are the things that are going to push the needle forward to save our country, not worrying about in our movement who's a good guy, who's not the good guy. Eventually, the bad guys are going to get weeded out. No one's going to care. If you focus on the task, that's how we win. When you focus on things like this, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, then we lose our country.
And then
just to be super clear, I think if anybody watches the shows, I don't do shows about state nationalism. I just don't focus on that. It's not a big priority in my life. I think we have to stop the Great Reset. And if we don't stop the Great Reset, then whatever the argument is for state nationalism won't matter. I don't think that you're going to get to a situation where Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're going to introduce a new gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. And they're going to say, oh, my bad. Don't worry about you guys because you guys are state nationalists. Don't worry about, well, we're going to let you guys continue living freely. Meanwhile, we're just going to take over the rest of your country. I find it hard to believe that the CCP is going to buy up America's farmland and then say, oh, Carl, is that Carl? Carl. Yeah. Carl, can I see your papers? Yeah. Oh, you're a state nationalist? Cool. We'll let you go. I can't see that happening. I mean, we stop the Great Reset or we don't. So
yeah.
Hats and the White Hats work together. It's the Freedom Watch, the white checkered floor and the black checks. It's all the same.
Kind of like two different sides to the same coin.
Exactly.
Same way. I just want to say to my viewers, this is why it is so important. This is what Mike Gill and I have been doing since he and I met, especially we started putting some dots together. But that's why it's so important, first of all, for whistleblowers like Matthew to come forward with firsthand information. And then second, for the insight of how these dots are connecting, and he's going to connect some more with the Clay Clark event in just a minute. But also, that's why it matters. We cannot look at someone and just think, oh, they look honest. Boy, have I made that mistake many times. And so
she made that mistake with this man.
You know, oh, but she looks so honest, or he looks and sounds so great. And so we just want to remind people of that.
I'll tell you this, Michelle's hair looks great. And so I'll say that, you know, and she seems like a sincere person. I mean, so far it seems like a sincere person, seems professional. I've never met this person. So
yeah, help us. And so
but he's an expert on you. Trust me, it's getting there. He is an expert on you. The person that ever met you.
You have got to start looking at things with a very discerning eye if you haven't already begun already. I know many of you have. Matthew, okay, so you're at this Clay Clark event, and you meet, and you go around. And
just FYI, I'm in the same event as him. I'm in the same media room as him. This guy did not do anything amazing or spectacular for me to remember him. But I'm in the same room, supposedly. I believe that he's telling the truth that he was in San Diego in the media room, and so was I.
We talked about you getting some interviews, which I thought you were supposed to be enjoying the Clay Clark event. Did you know you were going to be getting interviewed? You said you were going to hear Eric Trump. Okay, so that's so weird. And so, okay, so nothing is what it seems, apparently. So you get there and it's a big bait and switch. You're not going to enjoy the speakers. Do you think they didn't want you to hear the speakers? That some of the speakers, like Eric Trump, they wouldn't want you to hear what he has to say?
I think this whole thing was, like I said, from Mickey to Flynn to Ann Vandersteel to Scott McKay and all the Patriot podcasters that attend Clay Clark, and Clay Clark's one of them too.
Okay. First of all, I attend your events as a media person. I've never gotten one single paycheck, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he said that I attend my own events. I think that's what he just said. So, okay, we'll continue.
Yeah, but you get paid. Sometimes you're getting paid to attend your own events.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I let people name their price, so whatever.
Something else, that one. It's a network. It's an information gathering. A CIA asset, an FBI asset are the information gatherers that then report back to the agents. Ann Vandersteel.
Real quick, I believe he believes this. So I perceive it so far. He sounds like he believes this. As it relates to me, you know, I went to Oral Roberts University. Well, first I went to St. Cloud State University when I was wrapping up high school. I went to college early. Then after I went to St. Cloud State University, I went to Oral Roberts University. I did not complete school at Oral Roberts University. Then I went to St. Cloud State or to Oklahoma State University where I studied graphic design. So I went to college at St. Cloud State, Oral Roberts University, and Oklahoma State University. And then I started my first business out of my parents' basement. I was, 16 years old, and it got to a size where I was about 20 years old. It got to a size where I could do it full time. And so I built DJConnection.com. I don't have any involvement with the CIA. Don't really like Republicans and or Democrats. When I do vote, I typically vote Republican because I find that the Republican the values that are cited and or quoted by the Republican Party most resonate with me, although I find that the Republicans typically often do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. Anyway, so no connection to the CIA. But again, I think he sounds like he believes it. That's my...
Yeah. So Ann Vandersteel is not running you. You are not her asset then, in other words. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ann is a person I talk to probably once a month right now. And I have no problem with Ann Vandersteel, but I'm not, she doesn't control me, doesn't tell me what to do. I'm just trying to stop the Great Reset.
Okay, they're all assets. They gather information of certain patriots like myself who are really out there.
Have you ever gathered information about Matthew?
No, but I just want to be very clear. Just so we're clear, the way it works is like I just got subpoenaed. Okay, so I get subpoenaed. I mean, it's part of the thing. Okay, so I'm being sued for defamation. So what happens is the when you're getting sued, right, and you're deposed, they'll collect your cell phone and they take your phone, your cell phone call records and your text records and your email records. That's typically how that happens. And then just so we're very clear, you have people like Tucker Carlson, who's frankly a much more successful person than I am financially, I would assume. And a guy, Tucker Carlson, is much more well-known than myself. And Tucker Carlson hopped on his own show and said that, hey, he was being spied on. So I don't know that we can stop the surveillance state, whether you're Tucker Carlson, or not. I don't think you can. I mean, I wish we could, but I certainly am not spying on this man.
Okay.
Who are believers, and they know when you're a believer because you have, I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else in this country.
Yeah, you are.
But there is something more to myself that I know what I'm here for, and the mission that I'm here for is something like this. And they know people. They're MK Ultra as well themselves. But what they do in this Clay Clark event is they get people together. They gather information, and then they start reporting back to their higher-ups, their handlers.
Did you know you were MK Ultra, Clay?
I wasn't. My father, Tom Clark, may he rest in peace, was my dad. He passed away of Lou Gehrig's disease a few years back. My mom, Mary Clark, still alive. I'll be taking her out tonight with my mom and my mother-in-law. We're taking our kids out to go pet some horses tonight. My mom is a wonderful lady. My dad was a great man. And 100% no MK Ultra going on here.
It's a network. It's a web. It is exactly what the Khazarian Mafia did within the Bolshevik Revolution. It's just...
They're working. Yeah, they're working. All right. So it's very interesting. Then you get invited to a dinner.
Yeah. So Ann Vandersteel invites us all to her Airbnb in San Diego that she rented. Flynn was there. So Megan's like, you're going to meet Flynn tonight. And I'm like, okay. Don't know what I can give him, but all right. Quick time, Flynn.
General Flynn has always been a nice person, very sincere person. He was served honorably in the military for 33 years ish before being promoted and asked to work at a very high level in the United States government. Then he refused to go with the endless wars narrative and then was asked to resign. And then President Trump agreed with his policies and his mindset. So President Trump asked General Flynn to campaign for him, and he did. He did not get paid to campaign. And then when he was asked to serve again in the White House under President Donald J. Trump, he did. And then yet again, he was forced to resign because he refused to basically not tell the truth, because he refused to not put America first, because he refuses to do anything but share the truth. And he's obsessed with putting America first. He was faced with a situation. You should all watch his documentary right now. It's flynnmovie.com. But in the documentary, you know, he was positioned or was propositioned with the idea that if he did not plead guilty, they'd put his son in prison for the rest of his life. And people need to see that. And so General Flynn did the thing that most men would do for their kids, you would hope. And he put his family first and his son first. And there you go. But General Flynn is an honorable man. I had no connection to the Ann Vandersteel event he's talking about here. But Ann has never done anything but nice, kind things to me.
Mm-hmm. Said hey to him and everything. Took a picture with him at Ann Vandersteel's Airbnb.
Yeah, General Flynn will take a picture with almost everybody if they ask.
All right.
Right.
Yep, that's me. The Reawaken Tour.
All right.
And I walk into this Airbnb. Flynn is sitting at the head of the dining room table. Ann Vandersteel sitting at the other head of the dining room table. Mm-hmm. And we're surrounded by him. They all got their hands on their desk on the table like this. And Flynn.
Is there any reason why we can't fold our hands on the table? Like, seriously?
Flynn's like talking to them and looked like a very serious conversation. So there is also people in the background drinking and having fun and all that. So I go over there and I mingle a little bit. When Flynn gets up to leave, I went over to him and I said, you know, thank you so much for what you're doing. Because at that time I thought he was doing good work for us. He goes, oh, thank you for what you're doing. I've heard some things. And I'm like, he goes, keep up the good work. So, all right. And I said, do you mind if I get a picture with you? Mm-hmm. I got a picture with him. And then he left.
Okay. So he had a brief encounter with General Flynn, but supposedly he knows he's a bad actor, part of the CIA. But he only had a few words with him and he's never spoken to you. And somehow you're a CIA operative too.
Okay. Well, I'm not a CIA operative. General Flynn is a good man. And I don't know who Matthew is. And again, Michelle has great hair.
10 minutes later, I sit down at the same table that he was at, but there was no one there sitting with me. I kind of, sometimes when I go to social gatherings like that, I like to take myself out a little bit and kind of watch what's going mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, 5 to 7 guys sit down all around me at this table and they fold their hands and they're like, so what do you do?
It's called small talk and being friendly. And that's the thing about going to the Reawaken Tour and the after events that we get to be a part of. It's just friendly people trying to get to know people that they've never met before. One of the things you get told a lot, Clay, at your events is the fact that you find people have finally found their people, like-minded individuals, and it just brings community, right? I mean, you hear similar content. Comments like that, right, from the Reawaken Tour?
Yeah, I just have a very
like people who shake your hand when you go out there and greet. They're so excited because they finally have been around people that are like-minded. They're no longer feeling like they're on an island somewhere by themselves.
I just try to be upbeat, up-tempo, fun, lighthearted, and believe the best in people, and then over time, let people see who they are. So I don't apologize for the way that I greet people at every event and say hello and try to open up the Reawaken home or the Reawaken family to a lot of wonderful people, including yourself.
It's your story. And it was almost like I was being questioned, interviewed. They held their demeanor like FBI, CIA type agents, you know. And I grabbed.
Did you know that Ann Vandersteel had a lot of CIA operatives at her Airbnb house?
No, I didn't. I had no idea that she had an Airbnb gathering. And just to be clear, I spend the evenings with my wife and kids when I go to the Reawaken Tour events. And so when then I get there in the morning, usually around 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. when the, you know, to make sure that everything was working properly, I greet as many people as I can. Then I spend the night with my wife, hanging out with my wife and kids. And that's sort of what I do. So that's the, you know, this just in. But again, I don't know who Matthew is. And Michelle has good hair.
Gathered attention. I talked about the Organic Constitution and the corporate takeover of 1871. And they were just sitting there listening to me and they kept asking questions. I just found it odd that none of these people, if they're supposed to be so well versed in this movement, how they never heard that we are a corporation. So they just kept asking my opinion, and I gave it to them. And I remember one guy coming up to me at one point. He handed me his card and he goes, "I just want you to know you got to be careful who you trust at these events." He goes, "There's a lot of deception here." I don't know, I can't even remember where I put that card, but he did say to me, he said, "You're going to need protection one day. Give me a call."
What do you think he meant by that?
I think he knew that I was being watched, and I think he knew that I was going to be on with something big in the future.
Okay, so the guy is nowhere near a status of General Flynn, where General Flynn was, and this is just an example, General Flynn was high up in the government, high up in the military. He was an advisor to presidents. He knew stuff, right? He knew stuff from the deep state. What did this guy do?
I don't know who this guy is, but I think he seems sincere. I just think he happens to be... It's at least the things related to me, because I can only comment about me. Everything you said about me so far is incorrect. Everything that I heard him say about General Flynn is incorrect. I just don't really understand the angle here. But again, I'm totally open to hopping on an interview with any of these people that have questions. I just the main thing is we got to focus on exposing Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari. And I frankly will not matter. Anything that I do doesn't matter at all if we lose our country.
Correct.
But I think he was there to warn me.
Okay, because you know so much info about deep state. Okay, yeah, your life's on the line.
That's happened, by the way, to a lot of people, just so we're clear. A lot of people on the Reawaken tour, a lot, not some, but a lot of people on the Reawaken tour get approached by security, and security people are always trying to fish for new business, or they're always trying to tell you, hey, you know, if you ever need security, let me know. That's a business pitch that you hear all the time if you're around events that are quasi high profile.
All these people are not your friends. They're not your friends.
Wow. All right. So L. Dennis or L. Dennis 0720 says, "Why is Eric Trump involved?" Now, what is your take on that? I know what Mike Gill and I have discussed, but what do you think?
Wait till you hear their answer, Clay, and then I'm going to let you respond.
Okay.
I mean, I know you didn't get to hear him talk, right? I didn't get to hear him
talk. And I don't think he has much involvement anymore. I don't even think Clay Clark's going to be doing these anymore, to be honest. But to be honest, I've always wondered that question myself. And I will say I have supported Trump in the past, and there are some things that I'm questioning about him right now. But this is a 5D chess game that we are all playing here. And if Trump is of the light, then I would say Eric Trump is there as well to play the part.
And to keep maybe tabs on what's going on and report back to Dad.
And report back to Dad. So is Eric Trump trying to spy on us and report back to the president?
Oh, I don't know. I know that Eric Trump is a friend of mine. I consider him to be a friend of mine. He's a wonderful man. I don't think I'm that important where he's going to report our conversations back to his father. I'm sure he would if his dad asked, but Eric Trump is kind. He's trustworthy. He's a very solid businessman. He wakes up about 2 hours before most people wake up. He reorganizes a multi-billion dollar company in the Trump Organization. He manages a payroll of thousands of people. He's a committed father. He's a committed husband. He's a great guy. And I'm honored to call him a friend, but I really... My importance is so minimum in the eternal scheme of things. Some people understand that. Like, my job is to bring together wonderful people and to provide them a platform to reach hopefully millions of people per event. That's my goal. And then thousands of people in person, millions streaming online. I let all of the streaming partners stream the event for free. I let media, media does not pay for a booth. Mm-hmm. I let vendors name their price for a booth. I provide scholarship tickets for people. Mm-hmm. And on multiple occasions, I've turned down opportunities to get paid a lot of money to do the Reawaken tour. And it's because I just want to save America. But again, I think she has great hair and I have no idea who this person is.
Okay.
Report back to that. That's okay. The way I see it.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. And Mike Gill as well. We've talked about it on the show, and that makes sense, you know, really, Matthew. So Tweedle says people getting rich off of this, very discouraging. Yes. Jax says, wow, this is so corrupt. I knew you would open up some eyes. You were definitely connecting some dots for me. And Janine MHF said, I admit, when these truthers started coming out, I never gave much thought to many of them being or any of them being deep state. Of course, we would not think about CIA or FBI being involved. And so AK Larson 8 says, Matthew, what about the Christians involved with Clay Clark, like Amanda Grace, Dave Scarlett, Kim Clement's daughter?
Okay, pause. Now, remember, he already admitted on the show he never heard any of the speakers, and he's only been to one of your events. So he's thinking about how he's going to answer. He takes a long pause to think about how he's going to answer because he's never met any of these people mentioned. Okay?
Sure.
Look.
A lot of people during times like this are going to come forward and pretend to be like Christians. There are a lot of great Christians out there. There are a lot of heavily, heavily misled Christians out there.
Yeah.
That do not really understand the Bible, that have no idea that they're being fooled by their pastors, their churches, the priests. And there's a lot of Christians that do show up because Clay Clark is claiming to be such a Christian righteous man, and he is not.
Pause. Now I want to show you what he posts on his Twitter about you. So he says that he's posting these things about how you're supposedly this ungodly person. Now this picture right here of this book, I'm going to show you the real cover. Someone really messed with your cover.
Let me real quick.
And then look at this.
Yeah, let me just show you real quick. On the U.S. dollar, just so we're clear, on the U.S. dollar, I don't think anybody out there analyzes the U.S. dollar. On the U.S. dollar, okay, we have the all-seeing eye on the U.S. dollar. And I think most people up until recently, I would at least say myself included, probably didn't spend a lot of time looking at your dollar saying, wow, we should not use the dollar because look at the buy on the dollar. Very few people have that thought. Very few people are looking at the dollar saying, look at this dollar. We can't use the dollar. This dollar is corrupt. You know, very few people have that thought. And so I have people that work in my office that are graphic designers, photographers, videographers, et cetera. And I write a lot of books. So Amber, I think as of right now, I've written 30 something plus books. And so when I write books, what I do is I have graphic designers that work on my team, and I let them come up with book designs that they think that make sense. And then I try to choose the best design that I think makes the most sense. And over time, I give myself permission to update my book covers and change them as I see fit. So as I have awakened to all of the jackassery and the symbolism surrounding virtually everything. I mean, I don't think most people look at Google and see the 666. I don't think most people look at Gmail and see the Masonic symbolism. I don't think most people go and look at a chessboard and they see the Masonic symbolism. I don't think most people went to Disney in the last 10 years and thought about the symbolism of it. And so as we wake up to things, what you do is you remove anything from your life that you think is an indication that you're not on the right team. And so over time, it's as deep as it is. We've had Dee edit the books. And so that first cover he's showing, that was a copy of the Boom book that was inspired by a graphic designer and a team member who no longer works here. And I believe the first iteration of that book was, what, 9 years ago? 8 years ago? Something like that. The image of me with my fingers where I'm like, look, on my chin. That's Jason Stewart, who's no longer living, by the way. He was a web developer who said, hey, you should do that pose. And I said, why? And he said, well, because that's just, you know, because he's a photographer, graphic design guy. And he suggested that. Off to the far right, that's a picture of myself with the phrase college dropout, I think, written on my face. And that was Jason Stewart's idea. And again, may he rest in peace, but he's a guy who had that idea. Me pointing at the camera, I'm not really sure how that's wrong. I don't get it. And then the org chart, I think a lot of people, when they looked at their dollar for years, they thought this meant in God we trust. Because mm-hmm. that was what we were told. I know a lot of Christian pastors today that talk about, hey, the dollar even today says, in God we trust. I know mm-hmm. people say that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think most people know of the symbolism of the Washington Monument. I don't think most people know of the symbolism of a lot of things. All right.
So, and also I want to defend you a little bit too, because I've known you for the last few years and it was actually God, a divine appointment that I met you at your tour. You have a lot of baptisms that happen. The Spirit of God fills the tent or whatever building you're in. I know because I've experienced it myself, the move of God at your events. You're very heavy on praise and worship at your events. And then with your shows, almost every one of your shows, you bring scripture into it. This guy who never talked to you at all, ever, never been around you like I have, he's claiming you're not a Christian. And how can he say that when he's never met you?
Well,
he didn't even attend the event, supposedly. And if he had, he would have known there would have been preaching, there would have been baptism, there would have been praise and worship. And I'm sorry, but you're my friend and I care about you a lot. And it bothers me when people lie about you because I know the
truth. Let me just give you an example. I'll go back to cheerleading because this is an example, okay? This weekend, Amber, I flew out to Orlando to surprise my wife because it's Mother's Day and she was at a cheer event. So I thought I would fly out and surprise her. So I flew to Orlando, met my wife and my five kids there. But as I'm waiting for my wife, I'm listening to other people talk because I'm in the lobby of a hotel. Okay. And I found that people were really, really mad at their cheer coaches. They were saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe my daughter doesn't get a chance to fly. Why can't my daughter be the flyer? That's the person, that's the really small human they throw up in the air during cheer routines, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe she can't fly. Why can't she fly? Well, I don't know who their coach is. I'm just hearing the conversation. And these people are irate with this coach that their daughter can't fly. You know? And so at the end of the day, what am I saying? I'm saying that you have a family that's upset that their daughter can't fly. Humans are always going to have problems with other humans. If you don't believe me, just go to an airport, sit down, and listen to people talk. Okay, so what happens is the Bible says that idleness is the devil's workshop and that gossip destroys the best of friends. And someone says, well, where does it say that? The Bible says idleness is the devil's workshop. And somebody says, well, where does it say that? I'm going to pull it up for you just so we're on the same page. And I'd encourage you to read the whole context here for you. But that's Proverbs 16. Verse 27 through 29, it says, idle hands are the devil's workshop, and idle lips are his mouthpiece. An evil man sows strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Wickedness loves company and leads others into sin. I'm not saying this guy's wicked. I'm not saying this guy is, I don't know. All I'm just saying is that I typically find that whether it be a cheerleading event or saving America, there's going to be gossip.
So
that's what's going to happen.
Coming
can't
forward.
Stop it. It doesn't really, honestly, that doesn't bother me. All I can say is that you got this guy, Klaus Schwab, who's trying to implement the Great Reset. You got this guy, you've all know Harari, and all I'm trying to do is stop the Great Reset. So that's where my mindset is.
That are believing people like Clay Clark. And that's all I have to say. It's just, you got to really use your discernment. And in the end times, there are going to be wolves in sheep's clothing. And that's what they are. And that's the only answer I can give this person right now. And I've met a lot of fake Christians out there too. A lot of fake ones.
Well, they're, you know, it's different. The attendees is different than those that are running this. And so we want to make a really clear distinction about that. And so, and that's really what Matthew's talking about. The attendees are the patriots, the real God-loving, God-fearing, family-loving, patriots that really just want to live their life, raise their families, not have to be taken to the bank all the time with their taxes and everything else and be stolen from and conned at the next con after the other. 2023 says, why wasn't Ann Vandersteel put in the gulag? She's videoed at and inside the Capitol on J6. I've seen the videos and I've seen the photos. And yeah, why wasn't she put in jail? I'd like to know that. But see, the people that were running the show, she's on their side. So, you know, it was a PSYOP run by Flynn. So
J6 was a PSYOP run by Flynn.
Yeah, General Flynn's a great man. Again, I've gone over his bio. I have never seen anything that would indicate that he's anything other than a great man. I'm honored to call him a friend of mine. And so I speak highly of General Flynn because he is an honorable person who deserves our prayer and support. That's my take.
If that's the case, she's not in jail. So see how it works? You're at this party And then you have these men. Do you think at the time they seem CIA to you? Or are you just completely not sure why the guy is handing you a business card?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm so like in this state of mind of like, wow, cool. There's all these important people here. I'm at Ann Vandersteel's, you know, Airbnb. And I you don't know, and I've said this to you, Michelle, before, I didn't know that I was psyoped and taken advantage of until this year. MK Ultra is everywhere, and tactics, you can use them at the grocery store with certain people. I just said, Mickey and people like Ann are dangerous. They're hurting people. And I do not wish the psychological abuse, and there's more to it, like Michelle said, I don't think we're going to be able to get through all of this.
Yeah. You got to come back, Matthew.
Okay. That's the end of that.
Well, okay. Well, I hopefully everybody out there has heard directly from me. I pray for those people. If they ever want to have me on their show, I'd be happy to talk about it. But really, I'm trying to stop the Great Reset, which is Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari. And just so we're very clear, Yuval Noah Harari is calling for rewriting the Bible using AI. He refers to humans as hackable animals. He wants to put surveillance under the skin. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, that when the Euphrates River dries up, and it is, that the false prophet will show up. Andy is. This is a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. Yuval Noah Harari. He's the world's number one best-selling author. The Bible says that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up. China and Russia will team up. This is real. All the nations of the earth will gather, and things will blow up in this battle against Israel, and then the beast technology will show up. And it's all happening. So the Bible is accurate. That's just in. And when in doubt, read the Bible, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14.
And I don't want to miss this. You always talk about bringing people back to God. He said that you're not a Christian. I know that to be untrue, because everything I've seen you do has been generous and about loving God and trying to put God first in your life and introducing people to God. So that's one of the main things about your tour. And I encourage everyone to get the tickets to the Last Reawakened Tour. And you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. And guess what? You can name your own price.
Yeah, and again, if that guy wants to hop on a show, great. If not, no worries. But all I can say, he sounds like he's a sincere person. I just don't think he has any idea about me. And so I can focus. I feel like I'm an expert on me, but we'll see.
Well, thank you, Clay, for coming on the show. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Amber. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. So all you know out there that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or the shopping channel the way they used to. They've been a part of the big cancel culture going on, and they want to pass the savings right on to you directly. They're having a huge $25 extravaganza sale. So when Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product, and that was it. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products some of you may not even know about. To get the word out there, they're having a $25 extravaganza. MyPillow sandals, $25. This is where it gets super good. I love the towel set. The six-piece towel set, $25. You can't even get that price at Walmart for a six-piece towel set. The towels are out of this world. Brand new 4-pack dish towels, and you guessed it, just $25. And for the very first time, the premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-957-2123. That's 1-800-957-2123. And use promo code AMBER. And when you do, you'll get free shipping on your entire order today. MyPillow.com. Use promo code AMBER.
Hey, I'm General Mike Clint, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. She's wonderful.
So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.